The first African Americans into the English colonies came to Point Comfort, Virginia in 1619. They were slaves. They'd been captured against their will. But they landed in colonies that didn't have slavery. There were no laws about slavery in the colonies at that time. The United States didn't inherit slavery from anybody. We created it. It got created by the Virginia General Assembly and the legislatures of other states. It got created by the court systems in colonial America and since that enforced fugitive slave laws. We created it.
Just real quick, sorry, my camera isn't working.
No.
Sir, by the way, it's so funny that you mentioned the book Arguing About Slavery. You gave me a copy of that book at a Students for Liberty conference like 5 years ago. So that was just so funny to hear. I'm curious, if I look at like the origins of slavery encoded in law, you can find the Code of Ur-Nammu from 2100 BC. So it's like slavery is everywhere since the beginning of time. However, they pin this uniquely on America, saying capitalism is the extension of slavery and nothing's really changed. They're still exploiting our surplus value. What do you think is the reasoning or justification why people uniquely associate slavery and this racist colonialism with American ideals?
Well, so first of all, let me repeat the recommendation of Arguing About Slavery. It's the only book that I've ever read that literally brought me to tears while reading it. So I cannot recommend it strongly enough. But as far as you're absolutely right, slavery is perhaps the oldest human social institution. It is vastly older than such concepts as monogamy or literacy. It is universal, and it of course goes on today. And it's very revealing that people who today are also eloquent and moving about how deplorable slavery was in the 1860s remain silent about slavery as practiced throughout the world today, particularly in China, where every individual is a slave of the state. Reason why slavery is tarred with this, why capitalism is tarred with this brush is because enemies of capitalism will find any way to tar capitalism with whatever brush they can. There's absolutely no foundation for it. And Douglass himself was quite clear about that himself. As I talk about in the book, late in life, when Douglass was asked about socialism, his response was that socialism was, in all of its essential respects, the same as slavery. And he was right about that. But the deep answer to your question is that capitalism is civilization. It's as simple as that. People who are opposed, truly opposed to capitalism, are opposed to civilization. And so when they look around them at the civilization we have, they see all these things that are plausibly linkable to capitalism because they are part of our civilization. Rudeness, for example. I could make as strong an argument as they do about slavery. I could make the argument that rudeness is caused by capitalism, or over politeness. I could make the argument over politeness is caused by capitalism. I could make the argument that the exploitation of natural resources is caused by capitalism. And I could make the equally plausible argument that the failure to use our resources sufficiently is caused by capitalism. Because capitalism is a stand-in for civilization generally, and so it becomes easy to pin anything you want on capitalism. My favorite example of this is to say misery is caused by capitalism. People are unhappy because of capitalism, and we know this because you can measure unhappiness in various different ways, and look at all of these unhappy people, and you didn't have that many unhappy people, you know, 200 years, 300 years ago before capitalism really got off the ground. And in fact, that is true. There is a sense in which capitalism does cause unhappiness. And that is this: 200 years ago, if a farmer was tilling his fields and it failed to rain, you know, we had this terrible drought. It seems like it's the first time it's rained here in Arizona in like 50 years this week. Well, if you had a terrible drought 200 years ago and your crops failed, you were likely starved to death and die. If you stubbed your toe on a sharp rock, you would get tetanus and you would die. If you opened a can of food, you'd get ptomaine poisoning and die. And once you died, you would not be unhappy anymore. Today, people live twice as long. They recover from diseases. They survive injuries. There are alternatives for them. And so they live twice or three times as long as they ever did. And naturally enough, they have twice or three times as much unhappiness in their lives. So they are twice or three times as unhappy as people were generations ago. And the reason for that is capitalism. So the answer is that capitalism causes unhappiness, right? So the answer to that question, why slavery is used as a tool against capitalism, is, well, people bought and sold slaves. Therefore, slavery must be capitalism, because we have this notion that somehow or another you could survive in the world without buying and selling goods and services or something like that. You know, it's really essentially a religious prejudice against the idea of economic exchange, which is to say against civilization itself. So that's why you find it's a handy rhetorical tool with a sort of a plausible connection, because you can plausibly argue that anything in our civilization is the fault of capitalism. You could even argue that socialism is the fault of capitalism, because socialism wouldn't exist and wouldn't be propagated if booksellers didn't want to sell books. And it's very controversial and makes a lot of money for you to promote capitalism and advertise books. Promote socialism and advertise books advocating socialism and so forth and so on, right? So that's the bottom line, is that people who argue against capitalism are really arguing against civilization.